Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Letterkenny councillor believes drugs are behind a string of recent incidents in the town. A man remains in a serious condition in hospital following a crash in County Derry earlier today. People in South Inishowen are said to be extremely frustrated as they are in their third day without access to running water. And investigations are continuing into a weekend assault in St Johnston. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First news this evening, a Letterkenny councillor believes drugs are behind a string of recent incidents in the town. The latest saw a group of three men emerge from a car in the middle of Main Street and give chase to a person in another vehicle who proceeded to mount the pavement, hitting another parked car as they fled the scene. Gardaí are also investigating reports of a man armed with a knife in the upper Main Street area over the weekend. Former chair of Donegal's JPC, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, told today's 9 to Noon show that a proactive approach is needed to stamp out drug dealing in Letterkenny.
We have a serious problem with drugs in this county and indeed the whole country, but particularly in this town. And I have no doubt that the incidents we've seen were drug related. And, yeah. And I know from dealing with constituents of mine in this town who are under threat from drug gangs, they extort money off them that maybe their son or daughter run up some bill or other with them. And they're coming to their doors and threatening them. And as people of all colours and all persuasions, this is where we need the Gardaí. We need the proper investigative Gardaí to go in there, root these people out and put them behind bars where they belong, because those are the people who are trying to drag down this town. People are in desperation for help and support, and they feel they can't go to the Gardaí because they're that afraid of the people who's threatening them. And that's a terrible way and a place to be in for a family and in a peaceful society generally. But there's people in our community who are dealing drugs and who are willing to do anything to get the money that they're owed. That needs to be stopped. And we need the extra Gardaí. We need sufficient Gardaí to be able to patrol a town the size of Letterkenny.
Meanwhile, Main Street business owner and Letterkenny Chamber Committee member Leonard Watson echoed Councillor McMonagall's sentiment that more Gardaí are needed on the ground.
Between the summer sessions and the Truck Fest and the Indian Festival and the Busker, you could have maybe 15, 20,000 people extra in on Saturday and Sunday alone. Like, we do not have the Gardaí numbers to resource that. Like, we're a town that attracts these events and they're brilliant and it brings people in and people come in and spend money and enjoy themselves. But we have to have the Gardaí presence. Like, I would have feared if we had a major incident over the weekend, which everything actually went off very well. What Gardaí numbers had we like? There was definitely no Gardaí on the street on Saturday that I could see visible. And you know, and it's not that there's going to be any bother, but just be nice to see a Gardaí walking around.
Calls are being made for the government to be more transparent when it comes to the awarding of contracts for iPass accommodation. The state spends hundreds of millions of euro each year on accommodation for international protection applicants, with many companies and businesses which provide accommodation being paid millions. Sinn Féin's Justice spokesperson Matt Carthy says the public deserves to know who is receiving so much taxpayers' money.
The least that the public deserve to know is that those who are in receipts, people who have made millionaires of themselves as a result of securing these lucrative contracts, there is full transparency as to who they are, what the company structures are in place and how it is that they're in a position to have and secure these contracts.
A man remains in a serious condition in hospital following a crash in County Derry earlier today. Shortly before 6:45 a.m, a blue Volvo car and a black Volkswagen Passat were involved in the incident on the Glen Sheehan Road near Castle Dawson. Four other males were also hospitalised. Their injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. The Glen Sheehan Road was closed for a period earlier but has since reopened. Police are appealing to anyone with information to contact them on the non-emergency number 101. The need for public toilets in Donegal to be properly maintained is back in the spotlight. In recent days, toilets in Maharorty were discovered in an unusable state. Councillor Micheál Colmigill-Asbach says it's clear that a lot of time, energy and money is being invested in attracting people to the county. However, Donegal County Council is falling short in providing proper resources for visitors and locals. He's renewed his calls for the council to employ staff to maintain the public toilets regularly.
This is an issue that's unfortunately an ongoing issue. I've been raising it for a very long, long time within the council, and unfortunately within senior staff, it just seems to be falling on deaf ears. Over in Maharoti the other day, while I was coming back from Inishbofin, I checked the toilets, as I generally do around most of the area. I would check toilets and that there, and unfortunately, yet again, I found the toilets were that bad you couldn't use them. Now, our staff work extremely hard, there's no doubt about that, and we are investing quite a lot of energy and taxpayers' money into trying to provide good services within our area, but in some of the areas that just isn't working, like the toilets. No proper regulations in terms of camper sites. There's bins, dog foul bins. There, you know, we're falling extremely short compared to other councils and other areas. And what we need is we need to stop asking people on CE schemes who are on very, very little money as it is to clean public toilets. We need to employ people with proper wages and proper conditions and to go around and clean them toilets in the areas that they are. And trust me, there are far more areas that we need to provide this public toilets to, and we're not doing that. And the toilets that we do have, they're just not being maintained properly.
A third of road deaths this year have involved young people, according to Park Road Safety Group. The organisation says 37 road fatalities have involved people under 30 years of age, with the youngest being a four-year-old child. Spokesperson Susan Gray says numbers in Donegal are particularly concerning.
Five of them alone was in my county, County Donegal. It's very worrying. We have 111 road deaths so far this year. We need to do everything we can to send out a message on what's happening on our roads, hoping that it sinks in that we all have to be so careful when we're out there.
People in South Inishowen are said to be extremely frustrated as they are in their third day without access to running water. Works are continuing in the area to repair a burst which is affecting the Tubin area. Donegal County Councillors are due to meet Ishka Éireann next month. Councillor Jack Murray says they will be making it very clear that an adequate water infrastructure will no longer be accepted.
I know that I'm inundated with people who are extremely angry and rightly so, and I'm sure that all my colleagues in the South Inishowen area are getting the same. So we'll be taking the messages of the people that we represent to Irish Water and voicing in the strongest terms possible just how angry, how disappointed, how frustrated people are in our local community. This has to be addressed. It's just simply unacceptable and we won't tolerate it anymore.
And what are you hearing from people who are working on the ground?
No, I know that staff there are extremely stretched. They share the frustrations of the local community. We need more staff. We need investment in the infrastructure. We need investment in staff. And unfortunately, this was predicted when Irish Water was established. When we're taking away decision-making from local authorities, we predicted that this would happen and there'll be cost-saving measures with this new national body. And it's coming to fruition. It has been like this for years now. And it's not acceptable. We need to turn the tide in this. We need to get proper investment in our communities because people simply won't tolerate this anymore.
Investigations are continuing into a weekend assault in St Johnston. The incident is understood to have occurred at a property in the Cosh Owen area at around 4:10 a.m. on Saturday. Gardaí are urging anyone who observed a man on foot in the area between 4:10 and 4:30 a.m. to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. They're also appealing to anyone with dashcam footage to make it available. Police in the north believe a man found dead in Newcastle in County Down on Sunday was last seen alive last Tuesday. He's been named as 84-year-old Sean Small, who was from the town. Police say he died as a result of a brutal and sustained attack. PSNI Detective Chief Inspector Kerry Foreman is making this appeal.
We believe that Sean was last seen alive on the afternoon of Tuesday, the 19th of August. We need to speak to anyone who was in the Slievenabrock Avenue area of Newcastle on the 19th of August or the following days, or who may have witnessed anyone or anything they thought suspicious or out of the ordinary.
Gardaí are appealing for information after a set of number plates were stolen from a car in Muff and fitted to another vehicle. At around 10 a.m. yesterday, a silver Ford car, possibly a Mondeo, entered the car park of a licensed premises and the female driver with blonde hair removed the number plates of the parked car before fixing them to her own vehicle and driving off in the direction of Quigley's Point. Garda Grainne Doherty has more information.
This is quite an unusual incident, actually. Yeah, this incident happened in Muff on Monday, the 25th of August, in around 10:05 a.m, so daylight hours and possibly a lot of people around at that time of the morning. A silver Ford, possibly a Mondeo, entered the car park of a licensed premises at Main Street Muff at that time. The female driver, she's described, she had blonde hair. She proceeded to remove the number plates of a parked car in that car park. She then went on to fix these plates onto her own car, and she travelled then in the direction of Quigley's Point. So the partial registration number of the stolen plates is SJZ46. That's the plates that were stolen and affixed onto the silver Ford Mondeo. We quite regularly receive reports of maybe even one registration plate being removed from a car, a parked car, and that is a common enough occurrence. But this is a very unusual one in that the person went on to affix the plates to their own car. So we're appealing to anybody who might have been in the area of Main Street Muff or on the Quigley's Point Road between 9:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on that date with a dash cam to make that footage available to us. And any relevant information should be forwarded on to Gardaí in Bunkrana on 932 0540.
Gardaí, meanwhile, in Donegal are reminding motorists to never leave valuables in their vehicles and to ensure they are locked while unattended. It's after a sum of money was stolen from an unlocked car parked on Pierce Road in Letterkenny between 3 p.m. on Tuesday last and 12 noon the following day. Gardaí say valuables or cash should never be left in cars, especially within view.
Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and captain Seamus Coleman has been left out of the Republic of Ireland squad for next month's World Cup qualifiers. Fit again duo Chizezi Ogbeni of Ipswich Town and Southampton goalkeeper Gavin Bazunu are recalled, but midfielder Will Smallbone misses out with a calf issue. Uncapped Stoke midfielder Boston Lowell and St Mirren's Killian Phillips are included in a 23-man squad. Coleman's yet to feature for Everton this term, and Ireland boss Heimir Hallgrímsson went to speak with him and his manager David Moyes at the club's training ground on Friday. Meanwhile, the boss, Heimir Hallgrímsson, is confident he has enough cover for Robbie Brady. The experienced left-back is out of the opening two 2026 World Cup qualifiers with a calf injury sustained in pre-season with Preston. Ireland begin their campaign at home to Hungary on Saturday week before travelling to Armenia 3 days later. On the pitch tonight, Celtic look to qualify for the group stage of the Champions League. Brendan Rodgers' team are in Kazakhstan for a meeting with Kairat in the second leg of their playoff. The tie is all square at nil all after last week's first leg. Kickoff in Almaty is shortly at 5:45. Also cross-channel this evening, there's 19 League Cup ties down for decision. Among those, Wolverhampton Wanderers, they play West Ham. That kicks off at 7:30. Bournemouth, they play Brentford. That one starts at 7:45. And Sheffield Wednesday host Leeds United. That one starts at 8 o'clock. In some transfer news, Philip Billing has left Bournemouth after 5 seasons. The midfielder has joined Danish club Midtjylland on a permanent transfer. The 29-year-old made 201 appearances and scored 31 goals for Andoni Areola's side. In Gaelic games, Monaghan footballer Darren Hughes has announced his inter-county retirement. The Scotstown clubman played for his county for 19 years, having made his debut in 2006. Hughes won 2 Ulster Championship medals. And the Kerry County Board set to ratify Jack O'Connor for a further 2 years as manager of their senior footballers tonight. He had hinted on departing the role after guiding the kingdom to this year's All-Ireland title last month. However, O'Connor and his backroom team will remain in charge after discussions in recent weeks. In horse racing, there was good news for another Donegal jockey today. Oisin Orr rode to victory on board a 14-1 shot Kind Touch in the 2:35 at Ripon. 11-8 favourite Schrodinger's Cat was second, with Lady Kodiak third. In tennis, men's world number one Jannik Sinner begins his bid to win the US Open later today. The Italian plays Vít Kopřiva of the Czech Republic in the first round. The pick of the ties this evening is the meeting of Stefanos Tsitsipas. He's up against Alexandra Muller. And in the women's draw, Iga Świątek goes up against Emiliana Aragano, while American Amanda Amisiova is up against Kimberly Burrell. Finally, for this evening, in motorsport, new Formula One team Cadillac have signed Sergio Perez and Valtteri Bottas as their drivers for their debut campaign in 2026. They'll both return to the sport after a year away from the grid. Team principal Graham Lowden has praised their leadership, race-hardened instincts and speed. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. I'm returning to some news. There shouldn't be a focus on age when it comes to diagnosing breast cancer. That's the message from a new campaign group which wants younger women to be able to access the public breast cancer screening service. Breast Check is currently open to 50 to 69-year-olds. Yesterday it was revealed it's missed its screening targets for 2 years in a row. Mearn McColgan is one of the founders of Too Young to Be Heard, which says younger women need to be listened to.
A lot of the time women are being dismissed because of their age and being left out of screening. So just to put that into context, myself, Ziva and Neve all experienced our own delays in diagnosis and we all fall far outside of the age for yearly mammograms.
27 sheep have been stolen from a field in the Newton area of Remelton. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who noticed any suspicious activity in the area between Tuesday, July the 15th and Sunday, August the 24th. They're particularly interested in speaking to anyone working within the farming sector who may also have information. Elsewhere, Gardaí are investigating a break-in at a vacant house in Brandon Park, St Johnston, sometime between the 1st and 19th of this month. A TV and copper cylinder were stolen from the house during the incident, which Gardaí say was only recently discovered and reported. Anyone who may have observed any suspicious activity or vehicles in the area between August the 1st and 19th is asked to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. Students and parents are again being warned to be aware of accommodation fraud ahead of CAO offers being issued tomorrow. In the first half of this year, reports of accommodation fraud increased by 22%. Carter Grania-Doherty has the following advice.
Rental fraud occurs when a victim pays money to rent accommodation, typically in the form of a deposit, and then afterwards they discover that that transaction was fraudulent. So just a few examples of rental fraud. So the fraudster claims to be out of the country. They can't show the renter the property unless they pay the deposit first. You then pay your deposit and then you're at the loss of the deposit. The fraudster is living in the property. They show a number of people the property. They get a deposit from several people and then they're gone. Adios, they disappear with your money. The transaction appears normal until the renter finds out that the property doesn't actually even exist. It's already occupied or that the keys don't work, and then at that stage the so-called landlord has disappeared. So there's plenty of advice there in relation to accommodation fraud warning signs, and it's at the Garda Síochána website, garda.ie. Fraudsmart.ie is actually another great website for scam and fraud
advice. And I think too, just they work by putting pressure on us. You have to be quick. It's going. Get in now. You'll miss out. And you know, mom or dad or both are trying to make the right decision, and the teenage, if we don't get this now, we're going to lose it.
Well, yeah. When the CAO offers come out, for example, the panic will be on that evening straight away, especially if it's some of the big cities, Dublin, Galway, Cork, you know, if it's one of those areas and think it's going to be snapped up, we need to get in there and we need, you know, we need to act now. And as you say, there's a sense of urgency.
Yeah, sadly work, isn't it?
Yeah. But just anybody, look, before the offers come out, go on there, go on to the Garda website or fraudsmart.ie, read up on rent fraud.
The Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District says people using barbecues at beaches need to be aware of the serious consequences of doing so. It comes after a serious incident was averted when Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District Councillor Michael McClafferty came upon a disposable barbecue on fire on the grass at Killahoe Beach in recent days. Thanks to the quick actions of Councillor McClafferty and another man, the fire was extinguished. However, Councillor McClafferty says earlier this year, a large gorse fire thought to have been started by a campfire broke out in the same area. He says beaches are not the place for barbecues.
Whoever had that barbecue going, they walked away and left a barbecue actually still with a flame on it going beside park yards, dry grass, everything else. It's only a matter of time that could have jumped out and it could have been a very different scenario. Like, get upwards of a dozen yards over there beside it. Like, it's only about 2 months ago, Michael, as you know, since we had a serious fire down there that had burnt. I actually started around the same area where that barbecue was yesterday. Somebody said laid a barbecue in the grass and the whole thing just got out of hand. That day, burnt a lot of the beach part of it and the dunes, burnt in towards the golf course. Like, people just need to realise when they're at the beach or wherever, it's not the place for barbecues. Lighting these things in a public area, a park, a beach, whatever, can have so many knock-on consequences for the general public, as well as wildlife and damage to property, fences. grass and everything else like that comes from its way then and that it catches.
Those are responsible actions of people put a huge strain on emergency services as well, which could be needed elsewhere.
Absolutely, Michaela, that's the big part of the problem as well. It's like 2 months ago we had the emergency service in Rafani. Thankfully that Saturday afternoon they were in Myrorty as well, over in Gunahore. They were another place in the county. They were stretched to the limit that day. Like, so the likes of these situations we saw is really unnecessary, uncalled for.
Gardaí across the country are investigating alleged incidents of online fraud in terms of the resale of event tickets. They're urging those wishing to go to events to only purchase tickets through official channels. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
In an appeal this morning on the 9 till noon show, Garda Grainne Doherty issued advice to those looking to buy resale tickets. Consumers should check the rules in relation to the resale of tickets for the event before making the purchase and avoid unverified sources, second or third party resellers. In terms of people selling tickets on social media, be cautious of new profiles with little or no activity. Other red flags to look out for include urgent demands for payment, a lack of information, requests for payment in online currency, or transfer to a bank account outside the jurisdiction. Finally, always pay in a way that is traceable and or refundable, and do not provide your bank details to any unknown individual online.
Weather now, breezy today with sunny spells and showers, some heavy and moderate to fresh and blustery southwesterly winds. Highest temperatures of 16 to 20 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. A Letterkenny councillor believes drugs are behind a string of recent incidents in the town. The latest saw a group of three men emerge from a car in the middle of Main Street and give chase to a person in another vehicle who proceeded to mount the pavement, hitting another car as they fled the scene. A man remains in a serious condition in hospital following a crash in County Derry earlier today. Shortly before 6:45 a.m, a blue Volvo car and a black Volkswagen Passat were involved in the incident on the Glen Sheehan Road near Castle Dawson. People in South Inishowen are said to be extremely frustrated as they are in their third day without access to running water. Works are continuing to repair a burst which is affecting the Chibben area. And investigations are continuing into a weekend assault in St Johnston. The incident is understood to have occurred at a property in the Cosh Owen area at around 4:10 a.m. on Saturday. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 26th of August. The death has occurred of Mary Gillespie, née Gallagher, Letchamica Ward and Carrick. Reposing at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield Ardra, tomorrow from 12 noon until 7 p.m, with removal via Killybegs to St Columba's Church, Carrick, arriving for 8:30 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired, to Donegal Community Hospital. The death has occurred of Martin McCallion, Lisna Kelly, Buncrana. Martin's remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there on Thursday morning at 10:15 to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and private on the morning of the funeral, please, to family and friends only. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Sean Murphy, funeral director. The death has occurred of Pauline Midlone, Main Street, Rathmullen, formerly of Dublin. Reposing at her home in Rathmullen until after the rosary at 9 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, followed by interment in the adjacent cemetery. The house is private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. And the death has taken place of Ruby Duffy, name McAdams, 3 Hazelwood Strabane, formerly of Lambton Court, Strabane, and Brandywell, Derry. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.